From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The United Nations Security Council is meeting Thursday afternoon to discuss Syria's besieged eastern Ghouta, but no vote has yet been set on a resolution calling for a 30-day humanitarian pause. Diplomats say negotiations have been difficult, with Russia expressing concerns about it. The U.S. supports a ceasefire measure. The resolution also calls for access for U.N. humanitarian aid convoys and emergency medical evacuations on a weekly basis. The UN envoy for Syria is decrying the upsurge in violence in the country, expressing concerns that eastern Ghouta region near Damascus could fall victim to widespread bloodshed.
In an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in eastern Ghouta, where civilians are suffering,
Stefan de Mistura says world powers are not doing enough to halt the violence there. U.S. President Donald Trump refined his gun control views Thursday, saying he wants only the most trained 20% to 40% of teachers to carry concealed weapons to thwart school massacres.
These are experts. These would be people that actually would want them. And it would be a small percentage, but it would be a lot of people. And once you do this, you will have a situation where all of a sudden this horrible plague will stop.
Trump said he will be strongly pushing comprehensive background checks of gun buyers, raising the age to buy assault rifles from 18 to 21, and ending the sale of bump stocks to increase the firepower of some weapons. This is VOA News.